Today I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Well, the Holy Spirit showed up at 8 o'clock this morning when the train started, and the Holy Spirit showed up right before this service with everyone comparing their red skirts and shirts and everything as the music was playing. So, Spirit is working. So, today, it also is filled with love all around. It's Pentecost. Falls 50 days after Easter, 10 days after Jesus' ascension, and we have three baptisms today. What is unique and glorious about Pentecost and our Christian tradition is the fulfillment of a promise which Jesus gave concerning the return of the Holy Spirit. It is also emphasized that the church is understood as the body of Christ, drawn together and given life by the Holy Spirit. I've always been fascinated with the Holy Spirit since I was a little girl. I don't know if it was because it was something you couldn't see and I wanted to know more, or how it felt of what it meant to follow. There's a lot of writings out there, a lot of scripture, which we always want to try to dig deeper theology-wise. And it's also a part of the Trinity. What's unique is in your prayer, Book of Common Prayer, there's a Holy Spirit section in the catechesis. So who is the Holy Spirit? How was the Holy Spirit revealed in the Old and New Covenant? How do we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives? That one might be the harder one for us to follow. And yet, we know the comfort in knowing the Spirit is walking with us. I'm also reminded of this day when I'm with close friends, and we were in conversations together. They would say, no, let the Spirit guide you. Don't worry about it. The words will come. I used to chuckle and say, that sounds so easy. They're like, the Holy Spirit's with you. What's wrong with you? I'm like, hey. Those are the things that remind me of those sharing in the love that is all around us. Just as our readings across the board today, the collect, the baptismal covenant, and the music, they are all intertwined with the Holy Spirit. It is about the people gathering together, the disciples gathered together, Peter preaching, mission building in and out of the church, sharing in the variety of spiritual gifts with the same Spirit. Breathing in and out, reminding us that our life is dependent upon the gift of the Holy Spirit. And changing believers from the inside out, helping empower transformation. Some of the most powerful language in our scriptures are full of rich text. And how we move forward as a mission in the church for guidance and comfort, no matter how hard we may think that it is. So if we close our eyes for a second and listen to a few of the statements that I pulled out of our scriptures for today across the board, even the scriptures that are in the lectionary that we didn't use, they're all intertwined. Here are a few of them. The power of the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Put His Spirit in them. Send forth your Spirit. Pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. The Spirit rested on them. The same Spirit. The same Lord. Rush of violent wind, divided tongues as of fire. How many of these pieces resonate with you or don't? If not, that's okay. That's why we're gathered together to discuss and move forward and find and journey through spiritually as unity. I share this with you as it is written throughout the Old and New Testaments, just as it was mentioned in the back of the catechesis of our Book of Common Prayer. It is the Spirit that advocates spiritual wisdom, knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, and speaking other languages, as they've called tongues in our scriptures. The symbolic elements of wind, tongues, and fire are to help us understand the nature of the Holy Spirit. Wind, as described from Michelle earlier through wind, and Susan a few weeks ago using the red streamers to demonstrate. Did that resonate with you as it did with the youth? It resonated with me. It's invisible, but yet powerful and moves at God's will. Tongues symbolize the speech and communication of the gospel to be shared. Fire symbolizes the purification, passion, and the presence of God. And then we have the dove that is represented during Jesus' baptism that represents peace and gentleness and purity. The disciples gathered together had no power, but yet they were given the power of the Holy Spirit to share their gifts among all the diverse people before them. As the same Spirit baptizes all of us with various spiritual gifts and functions. Just as we will go over the baptismal covenant today and reaffirm, there's a section in here which is basically the Apostles' Creed. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? We as the body of Christ will answer together in unity. As well, will you continue the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of the bread and the prayers? Listen to the questions being answered to those being baptized as you are walking with them. These gifts are not for personal glory. They are gifts to be shared among all of us, so all spiritual gifts are spread throughout the world. A balance of gifts helps cultivate a purpose to unite us, to send us out to bear more fruit. We here, each of us in this room and online, have spiritual gifts. No one spiritual gift is isolated. No one here is without a gift. There is a purpose for each one of us, no matter what age we are. There is a gift to be shared. There is a spiritual journey to be shared among all of us. If you have more questions, come find one of us. We will walk with you. That helps. So how do we, as the people of God, embrace the Holy Spirit daily? Well, if we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives through simple practices, intentional practices that become second nature to us, like the daily office, pausing before challenging things to seek guidance. That's what I had to do yesterday. Couple of times. It is our daily awareness that will help us make decisions with confidence, recognize our blessings, and feel supported in our responsibilities. We tell ourselves that the Spirit is leading us, it's leading me, or are we thinking it is when we're not allowing the Spirit to move? We are not meant to force it, but to allow it to move and allow it to flow. How do we cultivate an expectant waiting, just as the disciples waited in Jerusalem? It's through prayer, but prayerful anticipation, to carve out moments to pause and reflect, to seek God's guidance and trust in the divine will. But it's also to bring insight and encouragement. As we practice this, our faith will strengthen and our priorities will align with God's will, not my will. This can be hard for most of us. But if we lean into that Holy Spirit to guide us, we will resist the temptation, love each other, share our faith, not hide from our faith. Offer support to one another and speak words of encouragement so that each one can manifest every day through actions. It is through love that God reaches out to us and allows the Spirit to move within our hearts. Allow our lives to be a testimony of God's presence. This can be done in every way possible within and outside our community walls. It's those we encounter every minute of every day. The Spirit is always with us moving. The presence never leaves us. Amen.